Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, page 74, side A. Vigonu aparkit, and they were lying on their backs, and their faces was upwards. Vavazikifo birke dechad minayu, and the knees of one of them, of those who are from the Meisei Midbar, who died in the desert, was raised towards the up. Va'ayil tayo tuse birke kirochiv gamlo zikifa rumche velenogabe. And that merchant was going underneath the birke of the mess, the birkayim, under his foot, while he was riding on his camel, and his spear was in his hands, and still he would not touch his knee because of how high it was. That's how high, how tall they were. And Rabbi asks, Poski chado karno ditchelto dechad minayu. I cut off a corner of one of the talesim of the Meisei Midbar to look and to see how it was made and how many strands there were in it. Beloy havi mistagilon. And when I wanted to continue my way, lo havi mistagilon, the animal that I was riding refused to move. Refused to go and didn't move from its place. So when that merchant, the Yishmaeli, saw this, Omar Li, he said to me, Dilmo Shakalt Midi Minayu, maybe you took an object, something from the people who died, and that's why the animal refuses to walk. Adri, return what you took, and then the animal will go normally. The Gemire, because we have it by tradition, the man the shokil midi minayhu lay mistagile, that anyone who takes something from them will not be able to continue on his way until he returns it. Azle ahadarte bahoder mistagilon. So I went and I returned the corner of the baggage of the talis that I have taken, and we were able to continue on our way. When I came in front of the Rabbon, in front of the sages, and I told them the story, Omruli, they said to me, Kol Abo Chamra. Anyone whose name is Abo is a Chamra, is a Chamor, meaning he's a fool like a donkey. And v'chol bar barchono sikso, and anybody who is a bar barchono is also is a sikso, is a fool, because the ma'ilchus avdet hachi. For what halacha? What did you try to find out? Did you take the corner of the garment? That was lemeida. That is in order to know. Iki beishamai. Whether the halacha is like Beshamai, that you put in the corner four strands, or the halacha is like Beshilil, that you put in the kanav three strands. So if so, before returning the kanav, the corner of the garment, back to its place, iboy loch limimne chutinu limimne chulius, you should count how many strands there are, how many strings there are, and how many of the chulyas is in order to know the halacha. So why did you return the garment without checking it out first? Further, Amar Li, the merchant, the Yishmaeli, said to me, Ta'ach v'loch, come and I'll show you Har Sinai, Mount Sinai. Azli, so I went together with him to Har Sinai. Chazoi dehadre le akraba vekaimo ki chamore chivarte. So I saw that around the mountain there were scorpions that are standing there like white donkeys. Shamaiti baskel shemeres oilishenish baiti. I heard a voice, a baskel, that was saying, "Woe to me that I swore." And he was talking about that he swore to exile his children, the Jewish people, into exile. And now that I have already sworn, who's going to annul my oath? When I came before the Rabbanon, for the sages, and I told him the story, Amrili, they said to me, call Abo Chamra, anybody whose name is Abra is a fool like a donkey, and call Barbar Chon and everybody who is a Barbar Chon, a Sikh, is a fool. Why? Because Hoyil Choloimar Mufarloch. You should have said Mufarloch to Hashem. You should have annulled the oath, and then the Jewish people could have been redeemed from the Golos. The Gemara adds the reason for Rabbi Barbar Chon that he didn't say this, what the Chacham expected him. But he thought that maybe what he heard, woe to me that I sworn, maybe this was not the referring to the Shavua, to the oath about this Golus, but maybe about the Shavua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that he's not going to bring any more Amabel on the world. And this Shavua, Rabbah did not want to annul, so Hashem should not destroy the world with a marble. But the Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon, they who disagreed, they hold Im Kain, if the intention was about the marble, Oili Lomo, why would Hashem say, woe to me? That's good, but we have to say that his intention was about the oath of the exile, and he was, so to speak, in pain because all the problems that the Jews have, it's Chol Tzarosim Leitzor, it's also a Tzor for him, for Hashem. And that's why he said Oili. And since so, Rabbi should have annulled the oath. Further, Omar Li, the Yishmaelid merchant, told me, To Ach Veloch Blu'ei the Koyrah. The Koyrach, come and I will show you the place that the community of Koyrach were swallowed into the ground. Chazai Trei Bize V'Havu Kamavki Kutra. I saw two cracks in the ground, and from them was coming out smoke, and that was because of the heat from the Gehenna. Shakal Gvava de Amro Vamshina Bemaya. So that merchant took a piece of wool and soaked it in water, Udatsisa Beresha de Remcha, and he put that piece, the moist piece of wool on the top of the spear, Baila Hosam, and he brought it, pushed it into those cracks, and when he took out the spear, the wool was singed from the great fire and the heat of the Gehenna. And this, despite that the wool was soaked and that it was wet and it was soaking in water. So the merchant added and said, "Amar li atzis mai shamat." Listen carefully and listen to the voice that comes from that place and see what you hear. Ushmoi is the Havi Amrin. So I heard that they were saying, Moshe v'Seirosa Emes, Moshe and his Torah Tru, v'Hein, and we, Badoin, are made up. Or we're false. Omar Li, so that merchant said to me, that he already tested and he saw many times that kol tlos in yomi, every 30 days, which means every Rosh Chodesh, mahadir luhu gehenim lahocha kivosor bekalachas, the gehenim sort of turns them around and flips them over to this place, just like you flip over a piece of meat in a pot, so it should cook quickly. Va'amri hachi, and they say so. Moshe v'serosa emes v'hein v'adoyin. The Moshe Neter is true, and that they are false. Further, the Gemara says that this merchant Ishmaeli Omar Li said, To'ach v'loch, come and I will show you a very high place, the Noshki Arga Urikiya Hadadi, where the heavens and the earth kiss each other, which means they meet. And when he brought me to that place, so I saw that it was made like windows. Shekalti lisaltoi. So I took my bucket of bread, v'asnachto b'chafso direkia, and I placed it on the window of the sky. Ad de matzalino, until I finished davening, I searched it, the basket, but I couldn't find it. Amina lay, so I said to that Yishmaeli Soicher, Iko ganovihocha, are there thieves in this place? And they took the basket. Omar Lee says, Haigal galo didikia hudahoder. He says, the circle of the sky turns every day, and the window that you place the bucket is now in another place. Not that ad lemochar hocha, wait till tomorrow in this place, mashkachas lo, and you will find the bucket, the basket with the bread. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi, Rabbi Yochanan related, Zimno chada havekoaz linon bisfinta. One day I was going in a boat, v'chazino nahu kavro da apke l'reishim yama, and I saw a fish that put its head out of the water. V'damyen einei kisrei sihare, and the eyes, each one looked like two moons that were shining. V'nafutz mayo metarte zime, and water was spraying from his two nostrils, kisrei Mavre de Surah, like two rivers of Surah. Rab Safra Mishtoi, Rab Safra related, Zimna Chada Haviko Azlinon Bisfinta. One time I was going on a boat, V'chazino Nahu Kavre de Abkel Reishim Mayo, and I saw the fish that was, took his head out of the water, V'havale Karne, and he had horns, V'chokik Alei, and it was engraved on them, Ano Briya Kala Shebiyom, I am from the small fish of the ocean. Vavina klos mea parse, and my length is 300 parsos. Vazilna lefuma diluviosen, and I go to the mouth of diluviosen for his food for this day. Rabashi says, Rabashi hahu iza diyamahu. This fish is a type of a goat that is in the water. The chichisha v'isle karna, that she digs in the ocean with its horn to search for its food. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi, Rabbi Yochanan related, Zimna chada haveko azlinon bisefinto. One time we were traveling in the boat, v'chazinon hahi kar teliso, and we see that in the water there was like a box. That were set in it, avonim tovis umargolius, precious stones and pearls, the hadre lo mine de chavre de makre karsha, and that box was surrounded types of fish whose name is karsha. Nochis went down.